Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? Can you smell it? I could smell it. Sean could smell it because on our way to the WFAN studios, we both had our Mets home opener experience. You, Sean Morash, Tiki, by the way, over in Morocco, you, Sean Morash, took the LIRR to work.
Boy, did I.
And the LIRR on a day like today is also called the drunk train, right?
Oh, my. Is anybody going to be sober to cheer Pete Alonso when he comes running out? Evan, I parked my car at the Babylon train station, Long Island Railroad, end of line, right? That's right, one of the first stops on that branch. I could not believe on a normal day where it's a half-empty train, the amount of Soto jerseys in my face already.
Yes!
And I got out and was immediately heckled on a simple ride to work.
I'm sure you were!
Packed to the brims with people chugging tall boys.
Oh,
have a
yes.
day. Have a day.
Now, I have a, Lugie always loves that I do this. I always try to plan like 10 steps ahead on a night where I'm going to a Met game or a Nets game. So my day involved driving to Citi Field at 9 a.m. to get a press credential. And really, I only use a press credential to skip the security lines because I'm coming from work with things you're not allowed to bring into Citi Field. Then, that's the only reason I use it. I'm not hanging out with the media. Then I drove back home, picked up my 8-year-old Jet who's in the building. Say hi, Jet.
Hey.
Yo, picked him up from school. Yeah, I pulled him out early. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
What is anyone going to do about it? It's a holiday.
Nothing.
And then drove back to Citi Field, left my car there, and then got on the double LIRR to come here to New York City. And I was greeted by thousands of Met fans who are fired up. They're lubed up. I did not get taunted like you. It was more like a happiness.
A hero's welcome?
A hero's welcome.
That's the guy who wrote my Mets Bible.
I'm a loser.
There was also some confusion. Why are you taking a train and leaving Citi
right.
Field? And I said, I'll see you in a couple of hours. Don't you worry. But people are fired up. And you're right. I noticed the same observation. And I wasn't actually sure about this going into opening day. But I always love playing this game with my dad, who's in Citi Field right now. We'll pop him on a little bit later on. Hopefully we'll hear some of the introductions from him. But we always play the game for years. Who's the most popular jersey? Always a fun game. And there are certain years where it was easy back in the day. Mike Piazza was the answer. Then for a while, it was like a rivalry between Wright, Reyes, and Beltran. I actually wasn't sure because Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor are two incredibly popular players, and Juan Soto was new. But your observation on the train, and even my observation on the train, was it was overwhelmingly the new guy.
Juan Soto. Look, you just made a point about playing with your new toys,
yes.
right? And that's what it's like going to Citi Field. Well, what is every Mets fan's new toy this year? It was getting a Juan Soto jersey over the last 3 months, some of which have already been worn at baseball games on the other side
that's
of the river
true.
In New York.
That's true.
But yeah, this is the day. They were clean. They were nice and white with the pinstripes, the blue ones too. People are ready to rock.
Jet, like, what jersey are you wearing today?
Soto.
Soto? Are you doing it to stick it to Yankee fans at school?
Yes.
Good for you.
It's a big part
you.
Of it.
I don't blame you guys.
Now, I want to address this because this is very, very important. And this has become an issue that we addressed a little bit yesterday. And today is a monumental moment in the history of the New York Mets. And I want to explain why. And it's not just Juan Soto's making his Met debut. For many, many, many years, the Met fan has been little brother. Right, Tommy? Little tiny brother.
They were for many years, yes.
And now there are some Met fans, Tommy being the leader of this, who says, no, we're not little brother anymore, we're big brother. And one of the pieces of evidence being used by Tommy and many others, and it's fair, was what's been going on at Yankee Stadium the last couple of days.
Oh.
And that is the fact that there has been bleep Juan Soto chants at Yankee Stadium, which even though I don't subscribe to the Yankees are now little brother mood. I do agree it's a very little brother move to be chanting bleep Juan Soto at a player that's not only not on your team, but you're not even playing them that day. And I think it makes you look tiny and small. But I bring this up because this is a very important moment here at 2:06. The game starts in an hour. There are still people on the subway, listening. There are people still driving in, sitting in traffic. I need to communicate with my fellow Met fan a very important message. And I don't know if Tommy can read my mind on this.
I can.
But he knows me very, very well. For many years, I have been bothered by my fellow Met fan doing something similar to what the Yankee fan has done last night. And that is, on opening day, or anytime something good is happening in Metland, we decide to chant, Yankees suck.
Mm-hmm.
That has been a thing for many, many years. Okay? Yankees suck chants. And I have come on the radio many times for years saying, what are we doing? We're better than this. The Yankees aren't even playing. Why are we making that chant? And Tommy and I used to argue about it. Like, he would say, come on, no, the Yankees, we hate them. And I'd always be like, sure, we don't have to like them, but we're not playing them. We're playing the Braves on a Friday night. We're playing the Pirates on a Tuesday.
Right.
What are we doing? The only time I ever understand the Yankee suck chant, two examples, when we play the Yankees, obviously, and then number two, when we play the Red Sox, because I think it's kind of like this cute, hey, we're bonding even though we don't like each other.
Okay, stretch, but I get it.
So here's what I'm getting at. Today is an eventful day at Citi Field. There are going to be 43,000 strong cheering on Juan Soto, cheering on Pete Alonso, cheering on the New York Mets, cheering Jet and I when we walk in the top of the third inning, whenever we get there. No one will cheer us. I'm just joking.
They might.
I am begging my fellow Met fan, today is your chance to be bigger than them. Today is your chance. If you believe the Mets are big brother, here's your chance to prove it. I don't want to hear. I don't want to see. And I don't want to be in the presence of any chance involving the New York Yankees. They do not play tonight. Well, they play.
They do. And you can hear the game right here on 101.9 FM and 660 AM.
You know what I mean. They don't play the Mets. They're not in the same division. They do not matter to the Met fan. And so if you truly believe that this is this moment in Met history where we are rising as this huge fan base, you cannot, under any circumstances, chant Yankees suck today at Citi Field. So I know it's short notice. It's 2:10. The game starts in an hour. There's plenty of people in the building. So this is a last cry. Because those Soto chants are embarrassing for Yankee fans. Rise above them. Do not chant Yankees suck today at Citi Field.
Well, you better hope Juan Soto goes 0-for-4, because the moment he gets a hit, you're going to hear those chants at Citi Field today. And you know that. And you know deep down, otherwise you wouldn't be making this outcry right now. You know that.
I know what? That the Met fans are going to chant
the moment Soto has a hit tonight, or he has some kind of big outfield catch or something, you'll get Yankees suck chants.
No, but here's where you're wrong. We've always chanted Yankees suck, and I've never liked it.
But the Soto thing is going to spark it.
You think so?
Yes, it will.
I hope you're wrong. I think today in the 7 line, if you're out there, don't, I don't know if they actually do, but don't get involved in this.
Yeah.
We're better than this.
I also, or
maybe we're not.
I didn't know that we were going to go here in the open, and it doesn't have to be long, but I do have to stand up for my big brother Yankee fans
sure.
for a second. You guys keep doing this.
You're doing what?
This has gotten so blown out of control. Last night again, and remember, I've been fair about this because I tipped you off to the first Soto or, bleep Juan Soto.
Yes,
chance, right?
I know. And then Tommy tweeted about it last night. So you're all tweeting about it.
But,
congratulations.
But now we have picture and video proof online that's gone viral everywhere that the thing sparking these chants, you guys can't stay the hell out of our stadium with these Juan Soto jerseys. So we're going to be here. We're going to be fairly reporting the story on Evan and Tiki. The reason Yankee fans are cheating bleep Juan Soto at the games is because not you guys personally, but your buddies keep showing up. You couldn't wait to wear those Juan Soto jerseys at Citi Field. You had to wear them to the Bronx. Are showing up, standing up, and waving at all the Yankee fans, prompting Yankee fans to chant bleep Juan Soto. So, you don't want to do your Yankee suck chants, that's fine. And Yankee fans, I think we should also rise above this. But you're not going to sit here under this microphone and act like Yankee fans unprovoked are chanting this right now. They're chanting it because you guys keep showing up in that jersey and begging us to chant it.
Yeah, but you and Tiki keep banging the drum for the first Subway Series at Yankee Stadium when Soto gets to the plate to turn your back, say nothing.
We could bang as many drums as we want. There's still bass players out
there. So if somebody wants to show up to Yankee Stadium wearing a Mets Soto jersey, if it didn't bother you and you were over it, you wouldn't chant it. You're still chanting it. And by the way, the 85th guy chanting it doesn't realize somebody's wearing a Soto jersey. Maybe one person did, but not everybody.
Evan was right when he said something a week ago after opening day.
What'd I say?
That this isn't going away.
Oh, it's not going away.
I will take the L on that because of this.
No kidding.
Because as long as Yankee fan, look, let's be honest, we're a bunch of meatheads that drink our beers and eat our chicken fingers, and we, we're like sharks when you see blood in the water. You show up in that Soto jersey, waving your hands up like some of these people are doing. You're asking us to chant it at you, and we can't help ourselves. It's like, how many times do you think I could walk past a refrigerator with my arms kept at my side? That's exactly what's happening at Yankee Stadium right now.
I don't buy that excuse because I do think that that's a part of why there's a lot of Yankee suck chants, that Met fans probably see a Yankee fan at Citi Field or back in the day at Chase Stadium.
Definitely.
But I don't think that's an excuse. You're still chanting about something that has nothing to do with what's going on the field. Has nothing to do with it. So I get what you're trying to do. All I'm asking, and I hope Tommy, as somebody that has mocked the bleep Juan Soto chants, and I appreciate that, I hope you join me in agreeing that we as Met fans as a community need to come together and not chant Yankee suck today at Citi Field. Because you've always been a Yankee suck guy.
Yeah.
Have you come to my side on this, bro?
You're asking me to give up like my teddy bear when I was a little kid. Something that I've gripped onto my entire life. But you know what, Evan? When you become big brother, you don't do things like that. So Met fans, I co-sign. This is positive Tommy. I co-sign what Evan is saying. We are now big brother. Chant for Pete. Chant for Soto. Chant for the Mets. Don't mention the Yankees at all, no matter what.
Okay. Now, we do need to test one more thing here. I need to be fair and transparent with the audience. Brandon Tierney offered young Jet Roberts a large sum of cash to speak into a microphone on WFAN, Mets suck. Is he willing to take the cash that buys a lot of wrestling figures,
I know.
On Mets opening day in his Soto jersey. For cash to say Mets suck. Jet, are you willing to do that? Brandon Tierney has the money for you.
Yes. Yeah, BT goes over to him and says, I'm going to give you $100 if you say Mets suck on the air. And I looked at him and I said, let me tell you something, BT. If he does it, you better be Venmoing us the money.
Yes.
Because
BT's a man of honor. He pays up.
Now, Jet, this is a very tough choice for you. You can sell your soul for temporary money, or you can say, hell no. It's up to you, though. I mean, whatever you want to do. So you want to come over to the microphone and make your decision?
Oh, he's making a decision.
Sell it out for 100. I think he actually went to 125.
He did. He went to 125.
Do you go to the 125 or do you say, no, thank you. Maybe Dad will buy you something later.
What is this? Amazon selling a new Cody Rhodes action figure.
That's not fair. Jet, your thoughts.
I love the Mets to death, but Mets suck.
A loophole of all the dramatic things.
Does that count, though? BT better not give him any slack.
The words Mets suck were set into a microphone.
So he's got to pay.
And you know what?
Even with the preface, right?
How many times have we watched our own teams and said, I love the Giants, but man, the Giants suck.
Yeah,
I said that.
I got no problem with this. I got to tell you, as a dad, he prefaced it, I love him to death, but Mets suck.
And BT, if you're in the car listening, nobody prompted Jet to put it that way. That was a kid thinking of that on his own.
Now, BT's a man of honor.
Yeah.
But I can see this becoming an issue.
Oh, it's an issue.
I think BT and Sal have some material on Monday.
Me too.
Because there was a preface, which I tell you, as a father, I'm good with it. I'm great. He's going to get $100. Who cares?
Suck.
Honestly. They're 3-3-2. I mean, the kid's not that far off. Most of them suck.
You're right. You're right. It's funny. We're going with Grandpa today. So this is three generations of Roberts. Do you know how many times my dad has said they suck?
Mets suck.
100 times. 1,000,000 times.
Great job.
That's a great drop now. Every time.
What a turnaround.
And I'll tell you this, if Tyler McGill gives up 5 runs in the first inning, what are we going to be saying?
Mets suck.
What if their defense is bad and let's say Luis Angel Acuna's playing second base, but he can't turn the double play, he throws it in the stands, what are we going to say?
Mets suck.
What if Juan Soto strikes out with 2 on and 2 out in a big spot in the 8th?
Mets suck.
Pete Alonso bounces into a double play. What
Mets
are we
suck. Mets suck.
BT, that Venmo better be coming our way.
Oh, it exists.
What do you want at the Met game today? Uncle Brandon's giving us, $125. You want to buy something?
Yes.
What are you going to get now from Uncle BT?
Maybe expensive stuff.
Expensive stuff? You going to get stuff at City or are you going to go wrestling figures? This is a really interesting choice from Uncle BT.
I was wrong.
I mean, it's your money, so whatever you want to do with it.
I'll have to save up.
You're going to save up?
No, I'm probably going to buy.
You're going to buy? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
He's going back and forth on this one.
Come on, dude.
Just don't buy tickets to a presidential museum with that money,
yeah,
please.
Please don't.
All right, let's get to some of your phone calls because we do not have the longest show. Sean mentioned it. The Yankees are playing a day game. The reason they're playing a day game is it's the Pittsburgh Pirates home opener in Pittsburgh, a 4:12 first pitch. You will hear that game right here on WFAN.
And I know we're about to go to Mets calls, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say Cody Bellinger out of the Yankee lineup due to a stiff back today. So something to monitor this weekend.
Wow. So Trent Grisham in the lineup again?
Trent Grisham in center.
We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I've never been more proud as a father because he says it. Prefaces it.
Unbelievable job.
So he gets the money, and everyone listening's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. It's great.
Come on, dude.
He was a lot quicker on his feet than me and Loogie have ever been in our career. I'll give him that.
I didn't even coach him on that one.
It was great.
Let's go to Jason in Montgomery. What's up, Jason?
Hello. Hey, what's up, Evan and Sean? How you guys doing? Happy opening Mets Day, Evan.
Happy opening day, sir. What's up?
Oh yeah, what's going on, Evan? I accomplished my goal for the winter, and I did finish your book, My Mets Bible. Great
nice.
Job!
Thank you. I really did
enjoy it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Thank you.
It was very good. Yeah. Evan, you're going to Citi Field today, obviously for the opener. I was going to ask what is your menu of choice? Like, what are you looking to get today? What is the new items that are at?
I'm going to get. Jason, you set me up to get crushed right at the beginning.
Oh,
I'm
going to
get crushed. I don't want to lie. We always want to be honest.
Okay.
Abuelo.
Oh no.
Made sandwiches for Grandpa, for me, and for Jet. So Jet will be having a grilled cheese. He looks forward to that.
I like it.
Grandpa will be having a turkey sandwich. And I have to admit, when given the choice between turkey and grilled cheese, I became a child again. So I'll be having a grilled cheese as well.
But it's cold.
No, it's in a cooler thing or whatever.
All right. I'm gonna for once in my life. I know Tommy wants to rip you. I'm gonna for once in my life defend Evan.
You have to defend me when you actually think about it. And even Tommy will take a step back and think
Evan's
about
it.
I'm thinking about it.
Evan's arriving in the third inning of a game where 45,000 people, most of which are already hammered drunk looking to eat.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't waste two innings standing online for food.
100%.
Today is actually a clean sandwich day for Evan. He's off scot-free.
Thank you very much. And that was part of the reason why I did it. I'm taking Jet on Sunday, assuming the weather is cooperating. It will be a food eating day. I think you want chicken fingers. You've already told me for Sunday.
That's great.
I'll try something new. What? What am I bringing?
Lemon and salt.
Lemon and salt? Okay.
Lemon and salt?
He's very picky.
Peanut butter and jam.
But for today, Sean actually hit it on the head. I think I'm scot-free from criticism only because he's right.
You're right.
I'm showing up late. I'm already going to miss a part of the game. How much more am I supposed to miss waiting online?
I do find something, and I know Tommy's going to comment, comedic about. You know, you have a father-in-law and a father. If your father-in-law making a turkey sandwich for your father,
that's right.
It's just like
that's where I was going with this. More than you eating the peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off, did you at least invite him? You know what I mean? You got the guy making sandwiches for you. He couldn't make it. Okay, good. All right, good.
Oh, that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, it's like, come on, the guy's making sandwiches for the whole crew today. And he loves it. He's a chef. It's right. His like pleasure in life.
But you're putting the mayo on the bread. Maybe Evan will ask me.
Now, by the way, too, good day to pack because next Met game, Jet, that you go to, you're going to have $150 on you from Uncle BT. You could splurge on all the new food items because BT better pony up now. It's a little kid here.
By the way,
he can't stiff him now.
So you're usually the contrarian. You agree that even with Jet prefacing it, it still qualifies as a he did what BT asked, $125.
Jet outsmarted BT. Therefore, BT
come on, dude.
Has to be a grown-up here and pay off the debt here, 100%.
You got to tip the cap to the kid.
No doubt. Yes, 100%.
I would have tipped my cap to Jet even if he just said it without the preface. Because honestly, if this guy, and I love Brandon, if he's just going to hand this kid $125 for words, I'd do it too. He should have offered me $150. Watch this. Hey, Brandon, the Brooklyn Nets are an embarrassment. They should move to Seattle. The Mets should just go away. Juan Soto's worse than Kyle Tucker.
Evan, I don't think he's got a lot of friends.
I'll take the money, Brandon. Where did you find that? That's a good one, actually. Eric's in Bayville. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, guys? I'm a Yankees season ticket holder, and the fans need to stop. I walked in on opening day, and I hear Juan Soto sucks, and I turned around. I'm like, wait, is Juan Soto in the stadium? And it's not a little brother thing. It's more of a scorn lover. It's like you got this hot Spanish chick one summer, and then you're like, you see her the next year, and you're like, she's with that dude? So I think it's more like that. And then also, specific. I love Lukey, but Lukey's got to pump the brakes on this whole big brother, little brother thing. Once you get evaluated $8.5 billion and win a World Series in your lifetime, Lukey, then maybe we'll be a little brother. When you get the second best right fielder in New York, you guys aren't better than the Yankees.
Now,
okay?
Now, Chris, I'm sorry. Maybe I screwed up his name. Whatever his name was.
It was Chris.
I got it right. I don't want to get into the weeds on this, but I got not just one guy, five different people brought up the same point in arguing with Tommy about the big brother thing. And it's not the day to get in the weeds. So let me just say it. And trust me, you'll have a day to fight back on it. Basically pissed at him because of the hypocrisy with Knick fans chanting FKD saying, right. Did that make the Nets big brother? Now, no Net fan actually ever thinks they were big brother, but the chance did occur. And so what's the difference? And so I had numerous people reach out about that. So I think you need to soul search. And Monday, we will definitely address it and have a full discussion on it.
Sounds good.
We have a very quick show today. We are getting you set for the Mets home opener, as well as Yankees Pirates right here on WFAN. And the image shows Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s face, but you don't see Pete because of the way it's, you know, kind of positioned.
Yeah.
And side by side, people have placed the John Cena Cody Rhodes hug, in which Cena turns heel on Cody soon after. So the assumption being Vlad is hugging Pete before he low blows him and takes his job next year.
Whose side is he on?
Very funny.
Very, very, very funny. But yes, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is in town. The Toronto Blue Jays are in town. And the son of a Hall of Famer is in town. Because the Blue Jays have a lot of kind of kin of legends. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Right. is obviously a son of a Hall of Famer. Bo Bichette is not the son of a Hall of Famer, but the son of a guy who hit a lot of home runs, probably with the aid of things such as Coors Field and others. But Will Wagner is their third baseman, son of Billy.
Are you serious?
Would I make that up?
I mean, you could.
I could, and you guys wouldn't know.
No. There's no way Billy Wagner is a son old enough to play for the
Blue Jays. All right, you guys look that up while we say hello to Claire calling from Westchester. How are you, Claire?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
He is the son of Billy Wagner.
Listen.
Yeah.
BT owes your son a lot more than $125 at this point. I heard him say multiple times, Mets suck. He turned heel on his own team for that money, and he deserves a lot more than that.
You know what, Claire? That's a great point. In fact, so I think we heard Jet say, he did preface it, but it's okay. He said, Mets suck. We got five times. But let's see if we can get it to 1,000. Let's just
Mets
see.
Mets suck.
Up to that 600.
Mets suck.
700.
Mets suck.
800.
Mets suck.
900.
Mets suck.
So BT now owes Jet suck. Roberts $1,000.
Wow.
No chance!
I'm also getting the gist here. BT doesn't trust you, Evan.
Trust me!
I've gotten a text from BT that said he said it with two money bags. And I said, I can't believe he said this. So he came back with this. I'm giving him cash. No online trail. I want the kid to get it, not daddy digitally. Monday equals cash.
That's fair. I totally respect that. He doesn't want dad to take the money and
no
go buy
Evan. I don't think he's got a lot of friends.
Go buy like Brooklyn Net tickets or something.
Or just start betting the Blue Jays today when the Mets take a lead.
Coming in Monday with the brown paper bag with the cash. Now, meet him around the corner.
Does he need Jet to receive the money? Because I think the next time he's going to come to work with me is probably another couple of weeks. But that's okay.
Well, you can work that out with him. But he wants the kid to have cash in his hand, not a digital trail.
I respect that. You know why? Because I think for him, it's going to be even cooler.
Yeah.
Like me just saying, oh, yeah, BT Venmo'd it to me. Like, that's not exciting. But Brandon walking over and giving an 8-year-old
perfect
Benjamin.
I was wrong.
It's actually a beautiful thing. By the way, live update from Citi Field. It is beautiful out. My dad just sent me a picture. Howie Rose is on the field. They are beginning the introductions, but they have not gotten to the Mets yet. Once they get to the Mets, we'll pop my dad up, and we'll see the reaction that Juan Soto gets and Pete Alonso gets. So we will have live correspondence.
Final question. Is it Soto or Alonso? Who do we think gets the louder ovation? Last chance.
I still think it's Pete.
I think
still
Soto.
Think it's Pete.
Based on what I saw today, I think it's Soto.
I think it's Soto. By a hair.
By a hair.
Pete's going to get a much bigger ovation than we thought probably a few weeks ago, but it's still going to be Soto because this is the first time for Soto.
Yeah, Fair enough. Well, what we'll do is we'll get to listen to it via phone. Obviously, that's not perfect, but my dad is the most independent observer, so he will tell us from being in the building, yes, it was Soto, yes, it was Alonso, or it was very, very close, something of that nature. Let's go to Mark in South River. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, guys. First of all, I'm driving home. I almost crashed my van for what you're talking about. But let's get to Jet. That poor kid. Not only is he named Jet, he has to root for the Mets, the Jets, and the Nets.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Now, Evan, you had to be like me.
Yeah.
My son, Cowboys, Notre Dame, and the Yankees. Okay. Now let's touch on this big brother thing.
Yeah.
How in God's name can you even think you're not the JV? Mm. Come on. You can't buy a player and become the big brother. That comes with on-the-field accomplishments. Listen, I called you earlier.
Yeah.
I didn't want Soto, and not for the reasons that he's not great, but the Yankees needed a lot more than Soto, and we got that. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy not getting Soto. We got five other guys. But for you guys to sit there and say you're the big brother.
Well, a lot of blasphemous going on right now. I will let Tommy respond. I never agree with that kind of dribble. But that's Tommy's gimmick, so let him respond.
Tommy.
Go ahead.
The Yankees had something happen to them that has never happened in the history of their franchise. Juan Soto, a player on their team that more than helped them get to a World Series, a player they coveted, a player they wanted, picked the Mets. So yes, Yankee fans, you were big brother. And yes, Yankee fans, we know the resume. You don't have to give it to us every single time you call. You were big brother. But as soon as Juan Soto picked the Mets and felt like the Mets had the better future, we became big brother.
Hold on a second. I'm very upset about something. I got to get my dad on the phone right now because I think I saw something I don't like.
Oh, you got a parking ticket?
I was just going to bring it up.
Hold on. Hey, Dad. Dad, can you hear me? Dad, if you could hear me, did Met fans cheer Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Because I got the feeling that they did. Did that happen, Dad?
Yes, he got a very big hand.
Right, Dad?
Did I cheer? No, I don't cheer.
Damn right. That's disgraceful. So Met fans were cheering Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? All right, I'm going to call you back after the Pete and Juan Soto intros, okay?
Yeah. Shoot us a text.
I mean, City Field.
Boy.
City Field sounds loud.
I wanted to give people the feel of how it sounds in there. So
it is rocking, man.
So
be there, be square.
So I'm very square for now, Pete. Just give me till the third inning. So I'm right. I noticed something, and my dad has confirmed it again. Independent viewer here. Met fans on opening day chose to cheer Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Uh-huh. Might as well stick a knife in Pete Alonso's back.
I mean, my God, he's right there. You know what that's the equivalent of, Jet? Hands over your ears, please. Hands over ears. You check out a woman's ass as your wife is sitting right next to you.
You're not allowed to do that.
He didn't cover his ears either.
I mean, look, Tommy, you're allowed to do it.
Oh,
but how do you think your wife feels? You understand? What do you think she's thinking about when you grovel?
Probably thinks I got to do more squats.
Hold on one second. You can uncover your ears now, pal. We're all good now. Like, could you imagine? That's what just happened. That's what just happened. That's
more Pilates.
I'm glad. Damage. I'm glad I'm not there right now.
Menage a trois.
I'm glad I'm not in the building right now because I would have bleeped off a few people and cursed at them for that kind of action.
Why?
Because he's a Blue Jay.
Didn't you do this for Soto last year, though?
Excuse me.
I thought they did this when the Yankees came to town for Soto.
First of all, there's a few differences. I don't remember. You may be right. Can I just lay out the differences? As much as Tommy fantasizes that they're going to get both, they're not getting both.
Both being Pete and Vlad.
Right.
Right.
Juan Soto is a guy that, if you sign, no one's really losing their job. I mean, think about it. The right fielder last year was Starling Marte. He's the opening day DH today. When you do that for Vlad, you are openly saying to Pete Alonso, who's about to be announced on the field at Citi Field, go bleep yourself. We prefer this guy. That was disgraceful. And I'm happy I'm not in the building because now I'm pissed. I'm pissed at all of you people who are still listening to us while inside Citi Field. How dare you? How dare you?
I always wonder how very, very attractive women end up getting cheated on, right? We always say, how did you get cheated on? The Met fans got Soto. They think they can get everybody who they want now. They're willing to cheat on whoever they can to get, you know, they're cheating on Pete now.
I know, but that bothers me. Pete's a lifelong
man. You got one hot girl. Why can't you get another?
Now, there's a famous phrase. I won't utter it on the air, but yeah.
Well, what's the famous phrase? I don't even know what you're talking
about. Tommy.
I can't say it really, but show me an attractive woman and I'll show you a guy that's sick of, you know,
no,
hanging
get,
with her.
I get what you're trying to say, but are you trying to say that Vladimir is more attractive than Pete?
I'm not. What I'm saying is Met fans...
Don't you want him to finish his story?
Yes, I do. And I keep
Don't ever tweet that again because you're a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar because I thought you were a wrestling historian. It's following the Cody Rhodes storyline. Pete breaks the home run record, wins a World Series title, finishes his story.
And when Pete... Did Cody Rhodes leave? Did he go back to AEW?
I am not... advocating for Alonso to leave. Evan, I think you're playing checkers here. And me, along with
checkers?
The other Met fans, we're playing chess.
You're cheering for an opponent.
Because we want Vlad and Pete. We want to build a dynasty. You're playing checkers, and we are playing chess.
Come on, bro. That's not, you know that's not real.
They cheered the guy for a reason. Why? Because they love his father?
No. They cheered him because they want him to replace
right. I
Pete
don't buy
Alonso.
That.
But Lugauer, this is where Evan's right. You know Soto's a DH in 2 years. How many DHs?
I don't know. First of all, I don't know. That's a shot at Soto. Soto's not going to be a DH in 2 years. Pete can be the DH, and Vlad can be the first baseman. There is a path to it. If you dream big, let's dream big.
Oh, I'm looking at my dad on TV. He looks very calm. He's just sitting there watching.
I do have a minor pet peeve as I watch the Mets intros.
Yes.
I mean, get your seat.
I know, it's like half empty.
It's like half empty.
I think the reason it's half empty, unfortunately, is A, traffic getting in. B, the long security line. So we'll get that out of the way. And the other thing, and this is there's no excuse for, is that there's so many great clubs at Citi Field.
No, I know that.
That people are like, oh, I need to spend more time at the newly named Heineken Club.
I agree, but anytime I have a ticket to an opening day or an old timers day, that part, the Yankees are no different than the Mets in this. That always bothers me.
I agree. We'll hear from my dad in a few minutes. They're about to announce Pete and Juan. We'll get an independent view on who had a bigger cheer, but spring has finally arrived. And if you think a new central air conditioning system is out of your budget, think again. Sloman's is here to change the game with their spring fling sale. They're now offering cutting edge 18 SEER 2025 refrigerant compliant systems, expertly installed by their certified technicians, all at the lowest prices of the year. Get started. Zero down, zero payment, zero interest for 18 months. Plus Sloman's, including a comprehensive service plan for the first 5 years, including annual system checks to keep your AC running smoothly all summer long. Servicing Nassau, Suffolk, Queens County. Call Sloman's today at 516-932-7000. Get a free AC estimate. Hurry. Cool savings won't last forever. Call 516-932-7000. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to credit approval. I'll try to get my dad back on the phone. I know we're not going to be able to hear very well, but we'll hear the electricity as they announce Juan Soto, Pete Alonso. Hey, how's it going? You having fun? How many straight opening days now for you?
This is number 51.
51, you hear that?
That's tremendous.
This one was in 1974.
1974, how about that? All right, they're about to do the starting lineup because they're going through all the Met, you know, bench players and bullpen guys. And we are going to get to hear Mendy, who'll get a big hand, Lindor, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso. I'm sorry, I need to father for a second.
Yeah, Jet.
Hey, Jet, don't climb on the wall. SNY paid a lot of money for that.
this is chaos.
And by a lot of money, I mean, you know, $20.
I painted it.
All right, hold on. I have to keep the phone away because it is very, very loud. But yeah, I agree with you, Sean. It feels like it's about, I want to say 60% filled right now.
Yeah. And again, the Mets are not the only team that does this, but you have tickets to opening day. Be there, in there, in that seat for the intro. It's not a hard ask.
I'm telling you, the security lines are a real pain.
Yeah.
I've noticed that with basically every arena and stadium we have. I remember Yankee Stadium last year, we were going to the Subway Series. It was just brutal. Like, it took forever to actually...
Jose Buto! We got a clean Buto intro!
By the way, I have to apologize to Fox.
Yeah.
So do you remember when the Mets played over the weekend, that guy who does the Dodger games, who's their main announcer?
Davis.
Joe Davis. He kept calling Jose Buto.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's Jose Buto. What are you doing? I found out that he's right and everyone was wrong. His name is Jose Buto.
Really? So we have a Tyrod Taylor situation.
Yes, and you just heard Howie. You may have heard through this phone. Oh, here we go.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. But anyhow, it's Buto.
All right, let's hear the ovations.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Someone else will. But I appreciate it.
Perfect. Let's go, Matt.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. He can't videotape it because he's giving us live correspondence. All right, let's see if we can hear. Is that Mendy?
Mendy's wearing 64.
Yeah, that's his number. He just wears a jacket all the time. Hey, here we go. Number 12. That's a rousing. I'm going to say an 8.5 for Lindor.
Massive.
Yeah. Here he is, Juan Soto, ladies and gentlemen. Where do you get coverage like this? We're the best, aren't we? Here we go. My dad's right. Did you hear what he said? The crowd was chanting MVP for Juan Soto. Yeah, standing. All right, now here's the moment of truth. Will Pete have a bigger ovation than Juan Soto?
All right.
All right, Dad, who had the bigger hand, Pete or Juan?
I would give a slight edge to Pete.
Yes!
Yeah,
yes!
I agree based on what I heard.
All right. We'll see. I'll see you in, an hour. See you later, Dad. There you go.
I would agree.
Yeah?
I would agree.
Yeah.
That's a good job by Met fans, respecting your own.
So you
as
all
you cheer Vlad Guerrero Jr. No. What the hell
I'm
you
glad
do.
You brought that up. You owe Met fans an apology.
Why?
They gave Vlad a great ovation. They gave Pete the biggest ovation.
Let me ask you a question.
They want both.
Let me ask you a question. So, again, Jet, can you put fingers into your ears? Okay. So.
Earmuffs.
So, you're with your wife. You love your wife, obviously. Looks like Met fans do love, for the most part, Pete Alonso.
They love
your wife.
Yes, they love Pete.
You have just not only checked out the derriere of this woman who's walked by, but you stared like you were a pig, okay? You were basically a disgusting pig staring at this woman.
At the flushing fanny, yes.
Yes, for a long time. Now, your answer is, well, I just went back to my wife and said, don't worry, I'm going to pay for dinner. I still love you. She's still annoyed that you were staring to begin with. So your answer can't be, well, we gave him the biggest ovation. He shouldn't be upset. You just openly pine for a guy who's on another team.
Well, Pete could take it out on the baseball then and the opposing pitcher.
So you're turning this into we're using motivation for him?
No, I don't. First of all, I don't think Pete's one of those guys that kind of marches to the beat of his own drum. We all know that. That's what we love about him. I think the marriage situation is a bad analogy because they could have both players, Evan. They can, and they want both players.
They're not going to have both players.
Evan and Jet run out of here, I just want to say, I did a Cinco de Five on the best ages in the world. I got to say, nobody's having a better day in life than Jet Roberts.
Jet's right having now. A hell of a day.
Jet Roberts has made over $100 from Brandon Tierney.
Yeah.
Okay? He's learned a lot about female backsides, and he gets to get pulled from school to go opening day with Dad.
That's right.
That's a big day.
That's a hell of a day.
That's a day you never forget.
Now, I am very curious because it's been a crazy day, and we have Yankee baseball coming up in just a little bit. They take on the Pirates. Our plan of action is me and Jed have to run to a train
absolutely.
To then try to see at least part of this Mets game. Now, Sean runs to the train every single day.
Yep.
Every day. The show ends, and he sprints.
Books it, man. Long Island Railroad, don't wait for you.
How much time does it take for you to run from the studio that we're in right now, down the elevator, down the whatever, through the door, down two blocks here in New York City, where the light may turn red or green, you never know. How long does it take, time-wise, from you to go to the studio to the subway entrance?
From my chair to that platform, now again, I'm not timing it with seconds, is always a four-minute marker with me busting it.
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Do you think that me and Jet, me, Evan, unathletic Evan, with no friends, and a backpack holding the hand of a wonderful 8-year-old wearing a Juan Soto jersey.
No shot.
Do you believe we can break your record?
No shot. You know, you're going to get close enough because you have adrenaline. You're not going to break the record.
You don't think
Unfortunately,
so?
Kiddo, I think you're going to hold Daddy.
Really? Oh, you think he's going to hold me back?
I've been there with kids. He got small legs.
Really? All right, so here's what we're going to do. I want you guys
to And you got a bad back. You can't carry him.
I want you guys to time me. And I will call up WFAN. In fact, I did right now. I don't know if I'm talking to you guys, but
Well, no, do you see either of them on the phone?
Oh, crap. I guess I called someone wrong. I think I called the Brooklyn Nets by accident.
Oh, my God.
I think they want your phone call, too, by
All right, can you call me? Because I want you to queue up my phone, and we will give you live play-by-play of my run so people can laugh at me, and I will tell you how the run goes. You guys can time me so there's no cheating.
Right.
And you will hear the huffing and puffing and the play-by-play of a father running with his son to go to opening day.
Perfect.
Radio history.
It's a great moment. We're going to time you. We'll do the play-by-play.
Now, you said the number is 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Okay.
4 minutes.
Hold on. Let me get connected with you guys phone-wise.
And I want all of you to stay on the lines, 888-808-1019. We'll keep you here another half an hour or so till Yankee baseball on the field.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me just see. Hello?
Hi. Is this Evan Roberts?
Yeah,
this is Tommy Lugauer.
Can you pop me up via the phone?
Yep. We'll do.
All right. Evan and Jet, I am looking at the clock.
Hello.
Go make memories. Go have fun.
All right. Start the clock when I open the door.
Okay, you got it. Here we go.
You're on your mark. Get set. Right, go.
Okay, 2:50 and 26 seconds I have. Connor is recording it as we speak.
All right. Do you think he breaks the record, Tommy?
No, I think he breaks his back.
And you guys
just ran into the door.
Of course you did.
Why didn't you open it? How would one run into a door when they just open the door?
Because he's not paying attention.
Well, because it's glass. It's glass. Okay, so we're in the elevator shaft. And Y4.
Okay, you're 30 seconds in, Ev, so you got 4.5 minutes.
The elevator is taking too much time. We're already screwed.
No.
The elevator has not opened yet.
The elevator is part of the experience, Evan.
But this is brutal.
Did you hit a button?
It's open. It's open. Inside the elevator, Jet. Inside the elevator.
Hit the door close button.
Are you tired?
Not.
Okay, he's not tired. All right, elevator door is shutting.
All right.
Shut the door. Dude, why does this door take forever to shut?
Because you're probably waiting for somebody else. I hope this stops at 4 floors on the way down.
Oh, and people Jet talk to Evan about opening day.
You're at a minute already.
Yeah, it's about a minute, Jet.
We're at a minute already?
But you got to realize, you got to get on that street and fly up in 90 seconds, basically. The 4 minutes accounts for all of this.
I know. All right, elevator door is now. I'm not open. Okay, here. Go this way.
Go.
Oh, crap. Excuse me. Sorry.
Oh, you're running into people.
We're racing.
You better hope the Blue Jays don't score 8 in the first.
I know. All right. Cassie just watched Pet Construction Workers. They did not look happy with me.
Well, yeah, because they see you leaving work and they still have to do real work.
Yeah. Okay, we are on the street.
All right, go.
We're on the street. We are turning right. Okay, this way. Take the pigeon. Get the pigeon out of the way.
Oh, boy. A Home Alone 2 scene is unfolding.
Pigeons are AI, by the way. Hot take.
All right, Evan and Jet Roberts running up the street left to right on your radio dial.
Can't believe who I ran into. Who? I have special guests. Who is with me? Say hello.
Hey, who's this?
I ran into Sal Licata and Pete Hoffman, but we have to run. See
you guys. Can Sal and Pete watch the Met game, too? What are they doing?
I don't know. Not my problem.
Boy. Is anybody here today?
We're running.
All right, you're up to two minutes, Ev. 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes.
Well, no, that would make it 5 minutes. He's got 2 minutes.
Dummy, it's 5 minutes to get there.
No, four.
Slow down.
I thought it was five.
Sean.
No.
Yes,
Ev. Drop dead.
You told me it was five.
Don't drop dead yet. Tiki's still on vacation for another 3 days.
I heard five. You're saying four? I heard five.
Four.
Well, I thought it was five.
Connor knows the deal.
Nah, Connor's. It's five.
We are no longer running because I'm out of breath.
Hopefully, Jet knows CPR. Dude,
Evan, you could be out of breath on the subway, dude. Go.
10 seconds on the stop sign walk.
Go.
Okay. This is starting to sound like something else.
Mets suck.
Okay, we made it. Go down the steps. We're at the subway.
You got there?
We're here.
You did it in four. He did it.
Yeah, he did it. Definitely. Under four.
Under four. Yeah. I think you beat my record.
Like 3.5 minutes, I want to say.
On my timer here, I have 2 minutes, 59 seconds.
Are you lying? Like you really got there, Evan? Holy crap.
He's gone off the phone. That might be a world record.
Two minutes,
59 seconds.
Do we think he lied?
No, I don't think he lied.
Wow.
So Sean and I will do this run almost every single day. I would say when you're hoofing it, it's 5 minutes. He probably caught every single light. 3.5 we had, Connor?
Yeah. I mean, he got some.
No, I had 2 minutes, 59 seconds. Okay. I started when he, just left, so maybe add 10 seconds to it.
The light helps, though. He said the crosswalk thing in 11 seconds. Good for him. He's made it. And good. Little father-son bonding moment. That being said, Yankee fans, you're out there, you're listening. Let's exhale. We got a big game with Max Fried on the mound. All right, Yankees-Pirates today. First of all, last night, round of applause for Cookie Carrasco, who, after Rodon was gutless the night before, despite what Emmanuel Barbari out in our newsroom said, Cookie Carrasco, as a guy you're not expecting a lot of, who knows how long he'll be here, Clark Schmidt's inevitable return coming, he gives you a stopper outing, right? When a team's in a slide, you need a starting pitcher to step up, show up, and Cookie Carrasco did that, saving the Yankees from embarrassment of being swept at home. And right off the bat, first inning, Aaron Judge, boom, home run. Of course, you get the double from Grisham. Later on, a bat flip home run there from Jazz Chisholm. The game is out of reach until Ryan Yarbrough comes in and gives up the grand slam, almost coughs it all the way back. Ultimately, Luke Weaver gets the job done in the ninth, and the Yankees finish up this homestand, you know, tidy it up, 4-2. And that's nice. That's a nice way to start. Obviously, you gave a little back those first two nights versus Arizona. You're probably pigs to ask for a 5-1 or 6-0 start. So you take the 4-2, you put it in your back pocket, and you live to fight another day. Now they head to Pittsburgh on the road. Yankees' first road trip of the year. They'll go to Cleveland after Pittsburgh. Those games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're going to miss Paul Skeens this weekend, which I think is important too, and puts the Yankees in a spot here versus a Pirate team that's very meh, and that's putting it positively, that you'd like them to come out of this with another win 2 out of 3. And we know the deal in baseball, right? The more you stash these winning series in your pocket, every 2 out of 3, you just keep building those games over 500. And that's exactly what I would expect from the New York Yankees. However, causes for concern, and I'm going to give you the Yankee lineup in just a second before we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. Cody Bellinger out of the lineup today. Yankees saying it's because of a stiff back. Anytime I hear anything involving a back with a guy that's, you know, counted on field, swinging, especially in baseball, I do have a little bit of that, huh, is that all this is? Is this going to be one day off, or is this going to turn into something? Yes, cold couple nights in the Bronx. This is April baseball where the weather can get a little funky. Who knows if that contributes? But the last thing the Yankees are going to need is some kind of situation that materializes and a back problem becomes a bigger problem for Bellinger. So, good job by the Yankees shutting him down today, but let's hope that that's all it is a problem for today. So as a result, of course, you're expecting Trent Grisham in the lineup today, and he is, to take the place of Cody Bellinger in center field. But I thought something else was interesting about the Yankee lineup today, and here it is. Ben Rice will lead off as the DH. Ding, ding, ding. A little interesting there again for Ben Rice now getting his second crack at hitting leadoff. Aaron Judge bats second and right. Jazz Chisholm Jr. bats third at second. Paul Goldschmidt is the cleanup hitter at first base after a night off. Austin Wells is the fifth hitter catching after a night off. Anthony Volpe bats sixth at short. Trent Grisham in center bats seventh. Jason Dominguez bats eighth and left. Oswaldo Cabrera plays third base and bats ninth. And Max Fried is on the mound today. So, the Yankees went with Austin Wells, a couple straight nights of Paul Goldschmidt. Then they go to Ben Rice with both Wells and Goldschmidt out last night hitting leadoff. And you heard Booney say yesterday that, quote, rakes was the reason Ben Rice was hitting leadoff. And now in a game with both Goldschmidt and Wells returning to the lineup, there is Ben Rice back batting leadoff again. And that's a good sign. Look, the Yankees are going to need some of these young bats to continue to contribute. And Ben Rice has not taken this opportunity he's earned in spring and hid from it. He has been a success for the Yankees here to start the year, and I love throwing him right back out there to lead off for the second straight game. So I like the Yankee lineup today. Goldschmidt, Wells right in the middle of the order. And very sneakily for Max Fried, it's not an important start when you're 4-2 to start the year, but it's a start where our eyeballs are on you, because what kind of got lost in the shuffle when Torpedo Bat Mania took over on Saturday afternoon and the Yankees were scoring 3 touchdowns versus the Milwaukee Brewers was that the game was so out of reach and so out of touch, it felt so early. Max Fried wasn't exactly breezing through that Brewer lineup. It just, the Yankee offense was so overwhelming that no matter what the Yankees were doing on the mound, Milwaukee was not going to come back in that game. And I wouldn't call that by any means a quality start for Max Fried on Saturday. So very interesting start number two, the first road start for Max Fried here versus, as I said, you know, a Pirate team, a Pirate lineup. I expect a very solid, you know, 5 to 6 innings, but we're still early, so I'm not going to ask for him to throw 8 innings, 9 innings. You know, get through the fifth, start the sixth, that kind of deal for Max Fried, maybe 2 runs max, something like that. no pun intended there, is what you get out of a Max Fried. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Daryl in Belleville, New Jersey. Daryl, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, man. How are you, man? How's everything?
Everything's great, Daryl. What's going on?
Yeah, man. I love what you guys do in the afternoon, and I follow it every single day. I've been calling the Fan for years, man. I love you guys. Hey, man. Real quick, I think Cabrera, man, has to step up. He needs to take advantage of the situation that he's been put on, man. He's gotten every opportunity to take over the third base position, and he hasn't done it.
He hasn't.
And I'm so sad about that because I like the guy.
Well, but I get too, look, here's the thing. He's always going to be versatile with the position. So there's always a place for an Oswaldo Cabrera, even as like the 10th man playing a bunch of different positions. But look, he was the opening day starter at third base last year, and he had a very good April. And by the end of the year, Jazz Chisholm was playing third base. I think the Yankees want him to seize that. Clearly, Pablo Reyes isn't. We hope we don't have to rely on DJ LeMahieu, who, by the way, is swinging a bat. But ultimately, look, that's a position that I would expect by that July trade deadline, the Yankees have upgraded.
I totally agree. And to finish it off, my man, I want to say this, man. Like, I love Sal and BT, right? But to make an argument, bro, that Kyle Tucker is a better – look, and I'm a diehard Yankee fan. When Soto left the Yankees, he broke my heart.
Look,
to compare Kyle Tucker to Soto to me is a joke.
I think Kyle Tucker – has another level in him still that I think you're going to see in Chicago, and we'll see with free agency where I don't think we've seen the best of Kyle Tucker yet, but I know BT's stance, and his point is, look, the defense, the metrics, Juan Soto isn't exactly the greatest fielder in the world, but he's an unbelievable hitter. I, as a Yankee fan, got to spend that awesome year last year, like all of us did, watching Juan Soto play, and I just, look, the fact that he went to the Mets sucks, and there's no reason to hide from the fact that it sucks. Yeah, you don't want Mets fans knowing that it sucks, but they know it sucks. We know it sucks. We can all admit, this sucks that we lost Juan Soto to the Mets. You don't have to diminish what Juan Soto is as a player and a hitter simply because he's not with your team anymore and trying to bring up any other guys. I've said this, and I got called nuts by Yankee fans. I don't diminish anything Aaron Judge does. He's an MVP for a reason. He's one of the top 3-4 players in baseball. I will tell you, after watching a full season, Aaron Judge is the better baseball player than Juan Soto for the same reasons Kyle Tucker, BT, is trying to point to there for being a better player than Juan Soto. But Juan Soto's approach at the plate, everything he does, working counts, all of that, is something that, frankly, we haven't seen in a long time from the Yankee standpoint, and the Met fans are going to get to experience it. I will not, as a Yankee fan, sit there and diminish Juan Soto. In fact, I want to take this time, as we do every Evan and Tiki show, to remind you, when Juan Soto returns to Yankee Stadium, on Friday, May 16th, we encourage you to stand up, turn your backs, and stay silent. No booing, no bleep Juan Soto chants. Manny in Austin, Texas. Manny, what's up?
I was going to ask about Juan Soto. And the vitriol that's happening between the Mets and the Yankees, that will be a recurring thing throughout the whole season. That's my question.
All right, so Evan, thanks for the call, Manny. Evan believes it will be, and I told, if you go back on the Odyssey app, rewind, top of the show, I admitted that Evan might be right about that. I thought this would go away a little bit by now. Clearly it hasn't. Asking this Juan Soto problem between the Yankee and Met fans to exist over the course of an entire summer as things get calmed down, I don't know. I still got to see it go on all year long to believe it. Baseball's a long year, and the news cycle changes. He's a Met now. The Yankees have moved on with their own guys. They're playing. I mean, it's not like the Yankees got Barry, got off to an 0-6 start, and you're going, oh, my God, man, they really miss Juan Soto. They might, and they probably will at times, and the Mets are going to thrive because of it at times. But here's the problem. Now we're getting the Mets home opener out of the way today, and all the Juan Soto love fest for Met fans, it's going to happen as it should in their first homestand. Getting to greet him as a Met is going to occur. The Yankee fans, we got our first homestand out of the way in life without Juan Soto. Now when we start getting into the ins and outs of baseball, and Juan Soto's played 6, 7, 8 games in City, and the Yankees have gone about that, and they come home for a second homestand, is this really going to continue beyond when, of course, Juan Soto plays the Yankees at Citi Field? Is it going to continue at Yankee Guardian games? If it does, honestly, shame on us as Yankee fans for allowing that to continue. And Tommy obviously got lit up on Twitter there or loved it when he brought up the little brother stuff, which he really leans into. It's the Tommy Lugauer go-to.
Loogie!
You know, Yankee fans, stop giving in to this nonsense. I know it's fun, and we should embrace the fact that it's a two-team town. I get all of that. And I love the idea that Yankee fans and Met fans aren't running and hiding. Nothing worse and more, I don't know, lying to yourself than, oh, they're not real rivals. I don't care about the Mets. I don't care about the Yankees. We should care about each other. You're our brothers. You're our cousins. You're this. You're that. You're our family members. We want to be better than you. That is the pure instinct. We don't live in Pittsburgh. We don't live in Cleveland. We get the benefit of this many people in two teams. That being said, the bleep Juan Soto chants have to end at Yankee Stadium. If a Met fan is showing up in a Juan Soto jersey and encouraging you to boo them and be the next viral TikTok person that gets ejected from Yankee Stadium, while it may seem fun to look around at a bunch of Yankee fans and do that as you slap hands, in the end, what then happens on the internet? What then happens at sports talk radio? Met fans get the last laugh. Ha ha, we're in your head. You can't let go of Juan Soto when it's Met fans instigating it to begin with. Don't feed the geese. That I stole that from Tommy. It's a big line. Don't feed the geese. The geese being the Met fans. They want to show up to Yankee Stadium and enjoy our ballpark and our food and our palace that is baseball. Don't feed the geese by chanting bleep Juan Soto. Okay? And especially when he returns. And I think this is going to be a battle that continues to be harder to win. From me and Tiki's standpoint, where we want all the Yankee fans to be silent, because I think ultimately that would be the funnier way to go about it. I think that would be the funnier way to taunt Met fans back that we don't care, would be in that spot. But I think it's probably inevitable at this point, no matter how hard me and Tiki try, that this is going to be a spot where Yankee fans just can't help themselves. We're sheep. We're sheep, and it sucks.
It's never going away. I'll give you two prime examples.
All year, though?
All year. It's never going away, ever.
Oh, stop.
Oh, hold on a second.
You think anybody in 3 years is going to care that Juan Soto's a Met from a Yankee fan perspective?
I'll give you the more timed out or the longer example first. You go to a Ranger Islander game. What do you hear?
Potvin sucks.
Right. For decades. You think
this is going to become Potvin sucks? I don't think so.
I do. And I think that the Saquon stuff is not going away either. Now, it's different. It's football. It's more spaced out. But I don't think that's going anywhere either. You're just mated now with this. It's mated for life. It's the Soto thing. You pick the Mets. This is just going to go back and forth. And it's just going to either get more and more heated as it goes. I think this is the early stages of this. We're in like the first inning of this.
I don't want to be a hypocrite, because I'm sure if I was 24 years old and I was tuned up at stands and rolled into Yankee Stadium, I would be probably the leader of the bleep Juan Soto chants. And maybe as I get fatter and older, I start to realize that that's stupid. And I really, really think the best course of action is to stay silent. But I'm begging you guys out there, don't do this. Don't do this all year. You can't fight the fight on WFAN every day if some of you clowns are out there chanting bleep Juan Soto.
Well, Babe Ruth got traded to the Yankees in 1919, yes. And we still talk about it. So if, I mean, that was 100 years ago, over 100 years ago.
Because a curse, though, be fair. There was a curse that existed before. Now, whether you believe it was a curse or not, but you know what I mean. There was a theoretical curse as a result. Now, if you want to say the Yankees just made a World Series of Juan Soto and we go 80 years and this keeps building without the Yankees returning to a World Series, we call it the curse of Juan Soto and the Mets have all this success, then it doesn't go away. The best way for it to go away is the Yankees just keep winning, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I pointed this out on opening day. In my opinion, I thought Yankee fans celebrated the Soto strikeout more than they did their actual
That's
team winning
true.
That day. And
That's
I think they
true.
Set the tone for this.
No, they didn't.
And now we are in what home game now? Basically the eighth home game, and they're still chanting Juan Soto? You want to tell
me
they're provoked?
Because the Met fans are showing up provoked.
I know. I keep
We've
hearing
seen
that.
The pictures. You're not hearing
every
you're
single
seeing
game,
it online.
But every single game?
Yes, that was a big Met fan thing.
Okay.
Now, here's my question. Are Met fans going to continue to show up to Yankee Stadium wearing Juan Soto jerseys provoking this? Or is this, hey, it was not, this, the Mets hadn't been home yet. Not that Met fans don't. We all go to each other's stadiums. We like baseball. But is this going to be a thing all year? Or was this the Yankees had their first homestand? I haven't been to a baseball game in months, and I want to get out to the stadium, and I'm wearing my new Juan Soto jersey. Because you can't play the big brother, little brother card if it's Mets fans that keep showing up. Then aren't you still proving you're the little brother that you can't wait to wear your Mets shirt at the Yankee Stadium and try to taunt a bunch of Yankee fans cheering on their team? I mean, to me, that's big-time little brother stuff. Danny in Fresh Meadows. Danny, what's up? You're on Evan and Tiki.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, there's other things behind it other than, like, fans. So there's money behind it. People are making money off the bleep Juan Soto.
How are they making money off of it?
Merch. A lot of merch. A lot of websites are going up about it. There's going to be
right, but the fans aren't making money. So you want to tell me, like, whether it's, you know, Bald Vinny or insert Yankee.
I know who it is. There's a few of them out there.
So you think they're planting and going there just to sell their own shirts?
They are. They're making money on it already.
I mean, this is some real Inception stuff. I'm not denying that people can't make money on, let's call it a gimmick or something like that, like a bleep Juan Soto, of course. And if there's a market for it, there's a market for it. But the idea that the people making the shirts or whatever the merch are the people purposely doing it. So that would also require you sending somebody to Yankee Stadium in a Juan Soto Mets jersey, only, of course, to then purposely wait and hope that it indicts people to chant bleep Juan Soto and have that whole thing go on. Ugh, it's just exhausting. You know what it tells me more than anything? The Yankees need a good road trip here. We need a break from this.
Nice road trip. I just don't think that
nice road trip.
I don't think that chanting F Juan Soto is a little brother activity, because if any good player decided to leave the Yankees and you decided to chant something about them, I don't think that makes you a little brother. I think it's just rightfully being a little bit angry at a player for leaving your team.
But I wonder if Juan Soto had signed with, let's just say, the Pirates, if Yankee fans would feel the same way.
Yeah, no.
It has everything to do with the Mets.
No, this is where you're wrong a little bit. We wouldn't have people in Pirates Juan Soto jerseys showing up to Yankee Stadium, which would lessen it a little bit. But Juan Soto, I think, would always be booed by Yankee fans in that spot because he left the Yankees.
Booed is fine. Or if you want to turn your back on him like you and Tiki have been advocating for. Chanting his name and saying F1 Soto when he's not at the stadium, I'm sorry.
But
it's Jilted Lover. It's Little Brother.
No,
it's
but they're not unprompted doing. They're doing it at Soto jerseys with the Mets.
But even if you're being prompted, Sean, I think you guys have to say to your Yankee fan brethren, don't take the bait.
But the 23-year-old kid who's, you know, coming off 10 tall boys on River Avenue beforehand can't help himself.
But why can't he help himself? Because he's not over it. Why? Because he signed with the Mets.
They're also looking to have fun and be entertained. It's nonsense.
I know, but then those people that are chanting that, unfortunately, if it's, let's say it's 100 people, and I love it, but let's just say there's 100 people doing it. They represent now Yankee fans. Does that make sense?
I know.
So people that see that clip in Paducah, they online, they go, man, these Yankee fans are not over it. It might just be 100 people and they're prompted, but guess what? If you just see the clip of Jazz, you know, fouling a ball off and you don't see the fan in the stands with the Juan Soto jersey, you just hear fans chanting, which that's most likely what people are going to consume it online. They're going to think Yankee fans look like little brother and they're not over it.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate this. Just don't let this continue all year. Just get a nice little Pittsburgh-Cleveland road trip. Let's forget about the bleep Juan Soto stuff.
No, we got 15 more years of this, and then if he wins multiple World Series, it'll be 100 years of this like Babe Ruth.
And I did see Keith McPherson quote tweeted somebody that wore a Yankee Soto jersey with the duct taped over the Soto nameplate, which shouldn't exist anyway, with Mercenary on it. I mean, what are you doing?
That's not the same guy that did the sellout that I had yell out.
But what are you doing?
I'm looking at his Twitter now to see it. I got it right here. Yeah.
Do you think that's why?
Oh, and he's at City Field too.
Yes.
Yeah. That's first of all, you're looking for trouble when you do that. You're looking for either a fight. Now, maybe he just took the picture, went home. It's fair, and he changed or whatever.
And went for the tailgate or whatever.
You know, but that's where I would push back on this guy. You can't Mercenary. He was a free agent. He was allowed to pick another team. He chose the Mets. He could have chose the Blue Jays. He could have chose another team. He could have signed with the Yankees.
Evan's the one who did the Mercenary pieces of crap stuff for any free agent.
Yeah, but he did that more with guys that were older in their careers that were going to have more of a smaller window, like a KD, like an Aaron Rodgers. Juan Soto's 26 years old. He signed a 15-year contract.
That's fair.